I'm John, he's Matt, also Andrew. Music sucks, here we go.
Oh my god, this is actually happening.
We haven't had a show in a billion years.
Yeah, we haven't. It's terrible.
No.
We recorded that one.
Yeah.
But then you screwed up.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Matt. John fucked up.
Oh, wait, was it Andrew?
No, it was me. I lost the file.
That wasn't me.
Oh, God. God damn it, John.
Oh, come on, man.
It is lost in the barren, cavernous vagina of your computer.
Well,
failure file.
What the hell is my microphone doing? Okay, I'll assume I can fix that. Hey, everybody,
oh my god.
It's the broken laugh cat. No,
no, it's not.
It's...
Hey, we're talking about video games now. Conversion of the website.
Never again. Never.
Let's do that. Hey, insert credit is back. Action button stuff's happening again. It's time for us to come back.
No, dude, it is not time for us to come back.
I have no idea what any of this is because I never listened to your podcast. I'm sorry, but... Hey, you never listened
to
Minor Issues
like once or twice?
Did you?
Yeah,
I listened to the episodes I was on.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are actually probably, I think, honestly, this I'm not bullshitting, those are probably our best episodes just because we're fucking insane.
Yeah, cuz Colton David is Colton David. I still have the second episode of fucking whatever and we haven't put that up.
God damn it.
I still hope apparently all the episodes of Minor Issues have been ripped from like okay, cool. I still have all the episodes. Thank God.
I still have episodes of
on my computer.
Yeah, that's,
oh, really?
That's worth less than nothing, as it turns out.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, that's...
Episode 33 of Bob Should Have a Fit. I'm sorry.
Episode 25 of Everybody's on One Audio Track. Woo! Ah!
Oh, that was... I used to edit that. That was a pain in my balls.
Yeah, there's not really much editing to do. It's like, find the things that are offensive and just by themselves.
Yeah, so what's up, guys?
So I guess we'll start with
Oh wait,
what?
Actually,
Matt has a thing.
I just want to say this to you. For some reason, I've been really obsessed with listening to well, not at the drive-in. I've already listened to that.
Uh-huh.
But Omar Rodriguez and Mars Volta.
Yeah.
I hate Cedric.
Yeah. That'll happen.
I hate the Mars Volta.
Yeah, that'll happen.
I'm sorry.
It's cool.
Like it's just there's some song I like, but a lot of it's just like noise.
Yeah.
Like, not good noise, though.
Yeah, there's kind of, as far as Mars Volta stuff goes, there's, the good stuff, I will say, is Tremulant and Octahedron, and the rest of it is incredibly hit and miss.
It's just all, I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of the Omar solo stuff that he did with, Ximena?
Yeah, Ximena Sayonara.
That.
Yeah.
That was the best.
Yeah,
it's like
in 30 years, when I get to that part of the complete and accurate of Omar Rodriguez Lopez, I'm just going to go ahead and say that Solar Gambling's the best thing he's ever done.
Yeah, and I like all that stuff. I've been going through that stuff, and I thought...
I'll just make the excuse that if I ever do a David Bowie complete and accurate, then I'm going to stop at the first album and be like, I'm so tired of this, I'm not going to even go anymore, because the first David Bowie album is absolute bullshit.
What about the Bon Jovi one? I said you could do Bon Jovi.
Oh, you know what? I'm not doing... you know what? Maybe after after listening to David Bowie's self-titled album, I would think about Bon Jovi. That's how bad it was.
I think you should go with Bon Jovi, because I think if you...
I think you should do Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I think if you hated it, you would do more writing.
All right, let's find the discography of Bon Jovi. I'm going to fucking kill myself.
It's just a picture of him, bottle of whiskey.
By habit, I just typed Bon Iver into write
well, speaking of Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Transition.
Yeah. Good segue.
Great segue.
So, who wants to start on the defense force?
All right.
Okay, I do.
Andrew, do it. I'm in the middle again. Yeah. I'm actually, again, as
I like
usual.
It. I think it's a... this album is, it's, I don't know. Okay, so my deal is, I can't review this album if I tried. It might be because just I was listening to this album at a point where my life was kind of just fucking weird. And I was turning it around. And, It was a weird, just the whole ride of like listening to that album over the last like 4 weeks. I like it. There a lot had happened in my life, and I was at the point where it's just like I kind of associate it with that. At this, like, so it's a personal album. So I'm gonna stand back from any form of criticism.
As I find it, it's an album that isn't like it is an oddly organic thing where it felt in the span I've been listening to it, and I kept going back to it. I never got tired of it for some weird reason because I felt like it's changed a lot to me. Because at the start, I think I was really into it. I really liked it.
Right.
And then I listened to it again, and I started to hate it because it was just a lot of things that just felt like
Bon Iver. Some very weird choices in the production.
Just very weird choices. And then eventually I was able to accept them after that, and I'm now, after listening to it so many times for like at least this month, I've kind of hit this point where I'm in the middle where like – it's never going to be for Emma because he's not in. He's never going to be back in that situation.
Well, that project was a completely different base. Like it was on a completely different basis.
He's not having liver failure.
Yeah. His situation was so different. His situation on that album was like, I had mono. My band broke up. My girlfriend broke up with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in this forest and do the fuck ever. And now he's just sort of, I just got off my feet working with Kanye West. Here's what
I think he was. This is from a more mentally stable Bon Iver, mentally stable Justin
After
Vernon.
Yeah. Powers.
I think it's appropriate that you said it felt organic because when you were talking about organic things, I also remember that butts are organic, and this album is a butt.
You're an asshole.
that's what I'm here for.
Whatever.
Look, okay, Perth is a good song. I will concede Perth.
Perth, Towers, Michigan.
This probably
Michigan's my favorite song on that album.
After Towers,
I
can't. Mine. I can't even cope. This works out really well on radio, guys. You dudes high five in webcams.
Hey, we've actually made this kind of personal now to the point where we can see each other on the record.
This is the worst decision that's ever been made. I'm gonna
show you my dick.
Yeah. No. Good use of a 7-day trial, you guys.
Oh.
I'm gonna do this once.
Yep. This 7 days is going to be awesome. We're going to record like 7 podcasts every day.
I can't stop talking to you. Don't.
Matt's eating a sandwich.
It's done, actually. I have more Gatorade, though.
Like Gatorade, Bon Iver is kind of nasty. And no.
Gatorade's great. Shut up. Why do you hate everything that's good?
Because I'm cynical. And,
give your reasons, buddy.
And I'm old. I'm very old.
So why do you hate it then? Jesus.
Because it feels...
Besides it being butts.
I hate it because Volcano Choir exists. And I hate it because I know that he is capable of going in directions that are not so soft, I guess I would say.
That's
his direction with the
This
project.
Is Volcano Choir light.
Yeah, that's
really,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It's accessible, Volcano Choir.
Well, I think it's at the same time. Let's not like diminish that. It's
absolutely.
Bon Iver itself. I mean, have you not like? Because listening to Towers and
I will not argue that it's an evolution.
That stuff
I don't
is straight
like
Bon
where
Bon
it's going. Is my
but
problem.
I mean, the problem is like
reasonable.
I mean, the problem is though you can't expect like it's a Bon Iver project. It still has to retain what Bon Iver is. It still has to sound like what Bon Iver is. It can't become a Volcano Choir album.
Right.
In that sense, he was trying to be experimental but still kind of keep
that kind
of legacy.
But I wonder what his interpretation of what Bon Iver was then.
Well, here's the thing. I still listen to it. Like, you listen to his old music background. We even listen to D'Armon Edison. And, like... That stuff is all still there. He was never really that hard.
No,
but like, there was a.
I feel like Volcano Project, like his Volcano Choir project, was him after Bon Iver. Kind of wanted, hey, maybe I have this room to experiment because I have this kind of like slight fan base, so I can kind of.
And I somehow appreciated that more as far as intellectually approaching his music. I guess. I mean, I understand that there is a collection of people, a large collection of people, that is devoted almost to For Emma Forever Ago. It's a great album. I totally get that.
Which is, I think that's a little close-minded, though.
That's fair, I suppose. I just didn't... It felt like a misinterpretation of what that album was by the guy who made it.
I feel like I want to interpret the album as he did it. Like, that's the... When I had first heard For Emma, it was more like a... it was not one of those, oh, this album affected me emotionally. Like, no, this was just a great collection of songs.
Right.
Like,
I probably had that same attachment to the Fleet Foxes album.
The first one?
That I would have, yeah, to the self-titled. Yeah. That I would have, like, that emotional resonance
with it. Yeah, that's same with me.
So, like, I don't know. Yeah, it's produced well, except, okay, Beth Rest.
I felt like that was a joke.
Beth Rest.
It had to be. Like, I felt, yeah. Like, halfway through the song, I felt
well,
kind of like I was
rused. He covered a fucking Bonnie Raitt song. Let's get on level here.
Sure, that's fine when it's a cover.
But
he covers like Sharon Van Etten.
He's
and
also
stuff
said
when
he's
out
also
about.
Said on like on record that he's a huge fan of like kind of that kind of old stuff, and he kind of grew
all
up
right.
on that. And that makes sense, knowing that his age group and how he like in, like look at his age. That's where he was listening to music at the time. Like,
I guess that follows. I just don't think it means I have to enjoy
that, dude. That's why we're here talking.
I thought it was funny.
All right, fair enough.
I laughed. I like because I remember.
I think it's definitely
hilarious. Yeah. Well, because it's kind of the weirdest punchline ever. Because like it was going through the Libsyn before it, and it was very it was kind of like light and kind of it was nice and fluttery. And I was like, oh, is this the end? It was two and.
That's the most Volcano Choir fucking song on there.
But then all of a sudden,
exactly.
It segued into
that,
and it was almost like the best punchline to the best joke ever. Like, I don't know. And that's a,
like, on it, which is weird, because, like, it's almost like that album is, like, perfect for taking itself not seriously, but also seriously enough. And I don't know. It's kind of got a good mix.
And here's the thing. I've always, I can never tell what he's thinking. I don't get his songs half, like, what he's saying in half his songs.
Yeah. It takes a long time.
It's
kind of broken. I mean, grammatically, it's kind of broken. Like, I don't know what he's saying ever.
But that's artistic license, man.
Yeah, whatever, but it makes no sense.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Right. Maybe it makes sense to him.
Well, yeah, of course, I guess.
We'll never know.
It doesn't.
You know what? That's where the fucking end of,
know,
like, music criticism
it
goes.
It took me two years to figure out what Skinny Love meant, so...
Yeah, that's what
really?
I was
I thought Skinny Love was kind of obvious, though.
Well, no, like, the idea that it's,
like,
it's love without weight, therefore it's skinny. Like, that never somehow connected.
Oh,
so.
Okay. I thought that was the most obvious one, though.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. I still don't know what Flume is.
Flume is abstract.
I don't know what Flume
is
still. I performed that song.
I don't understand Flume or Creature.
It's pretty.
Fear. Just
like,
saying.
It's pretty. It sounds nice.
Like, I've gotten to the point where I perform that song, like, almost every, like, thing that show
it's
I
like,
do.
Am I like a Nazi
and
up here?
I still don't
or...
know what I'm singing about, and it makes it really hard to like even perform that song because I don't know what I'm talking about when I'm singing it.
Hey, guess what, Matt? Sorry, I hate to break it to you. It's a song about white
really?
Supremacy. No.
It has something to do with like geese and white supremacy.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I think that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I wish I could kind of, like, that's my biggest problem I had with Bon Iver, the self-title, is that I didn't know what it was about.
I feel like the songs are more about emotions than actual like actual things.
Sure.
Like, they're more like he's using words that conjure emotions.
But I wasn't sure what the emotions
like.
Were linked to, though. I mean, there's a link to something, and I wasn't really...
I'm going
to
go ahead and guess Ladies.
Yeah, like, half of it, like, half
forest.
Of it, I'm like...
Yeah, swan, like, Swans.
Yeah, like, half of it, I got the idea, is like, oh, I guess he likes girls.
Geese.
Yeah.
Girls.
Yeah, it's an album about a guy who really likes girls.
Birds, come on, birds.
So,
birds.
Are we agreeing...
The ladies, the
are
birds.
We agreeing that Bon Iver is like Prozac, and that it's just all of his songs are just about girls? Girls make him nervous.
Yeah.
Do you not
know? No,
girls make you happy and also crazy. And now here's
like
the
I
closing
can't...
credits to every inspirational high school movie you've ever seen.
Have you never listened to Prozac, John?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I just went to the
Am I the only one here who's listening to Progress? I mean, Prozac?
Probably.
Oh my god, that makes me sad.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Fuck.
We all have one of these.
Man, I didn't think Prozac, though. Everyone's heard of Prozac.
No. Well, yes, but
I've heard of Prozac.
They have this...
But I've never...
Oh, my God. That's...
It's also... I've heard of the medication.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, the band. It was like like this cart... Oh, my God. I hate you both.
You mean to tell me you've never heard of Husker Du? No, like, we're just fucking going to abstract into getting pissed off about people for not having heard of music that
Prozac
doesn't get on mainstream music sources.
Whatever. Prozac, right. Man, it was back in the
You've
90s.
Never heard of Communist Puppies, you asshole.
It was back in the 90s.
Wait, if it's in the 90s, then I... Well, okay. In my defense, I spent the 90s getting kicked out of school and listening to Godsmack and the Beastie Boys. That's what I did.
Godsmack?
Dude, shut the fuck up. All right.
Godsmack. They had a song in the Scorpion, or Scorpion, that shitty movie with The Rock.
Yeah, Scorpion King. I remember. That's
Scorpion King.
I saw that movie in theaters, man.
You poor bastard.
I was dumb. Let's go down other shitty movies I've seen him do. Have you ever seen that kangaroo martial arts movie? You aware of this?
No,
not Kangaroo Jack.
It's a bunch of kangaroos and they're like ninjas.
But yeah,
they're
exactly, like samurai. Yeah. First movie
Where
I saw.
Where can I find this movie?
Awesome.
I'm going to get a slip
out
of paper. I'm going to write this
down
on my phone so
I
can remind myself.
I have toys of those. They're sitting in my basement.
Do you stomp them and look at them derisively on occasion?
What is this movie called?
I can't remember.
Something Warriors.
Yeah, they're a bunch of kangaroos.
I'm just going to call it that it's kangaroo.
Kangaroo Ninja Warriors.
What if they just made Ninja Warrior with kangaroos?
Okay, so back to my point. That's the first movie I ever saw in theaters.
Oh, Scorpion King or the kangaroo one?
The kangaroo thing.
Oh, that sucks.
Other movies I've seen in theaters, the Godzilla movie with Matthew Broderick.
I was lucky, and Toy Story was the first movie I saw.
Wow, I think my first one. Wow, I can't remember mine. What the hell are we talking? Oh, right, Bon Iver. We're back.
Bon Iver is like watching a kangaroo ninja movie that doesn't make any fucking sense.
But you still find some sort of entertainment.
And watching your dad desperately try to find a moral in the film to express to you.
The moral of the story is: don't teach kangaroos to
do
bad.
But there were elemental kangaroo ninjas, man. Like, one of them was, like, a fire kangaroo.
Yeah, one was wind.
One of them was wind.
That you can't stop that shit.
You can't stop the wind kangaroo.
The kid got sucked into a tree.
Yeah.
It was awesome. The movie was awesome. I remember, I need to find it now. Oh, my phone. I'm getting a text. Oh, so guess what?
Is it about the kangaroo movie?
Yeah, actually, I think they're talking about it right now.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I felt like Bon Iver had, like, the album had, like, songs that were still catchy enough that I thought they were great. Like, Michigan was still really good. Perth was good. Towers was good.
Holocene's
okay. I don't know.
I think the first half of that album is really, is almost encouraging of where it's going. And then it starts getting really samey around Michigan, and then it just in my mouth.
I agree. It is very samey in the sense that, like, it's all very kind of a straight line in tone, and it's very mellow the whole time.
By the way, mark this. This is the argument you can use to stop me from yelling about Masita when Album of the Year stuff comes up.
I'll tell you. I'll be sure.
Yeah, but that's really good guitar, though.
Yeah.
It's really good guitar.
It's hella overdubs.
I will
so
take
many
it
overdubs.
That's some really good guitar.
All right, so let's go ahead and talk about Masita, I guess.
I didn't really listen to it, but I listened to a few tracks he gave me. But
okay, so then I'll just...
That album's a beast.
I'll put the link to it in the description. Masitamusic.com. The album is Here's to Nowhere. It's free if you get it from the site. It's really good.
It's an
album about guitars and loneliness. So
is the guitar connected to loneliness?
Yeah. Well, it seems to be what the guitar does these days. It certainly doesn't rock out anymore.
No, it's about being a pansy.
You know what does rock out, though?
What?
Chris Brown's family chasing Frank Ocean through New York. No. You hear about this? Have you seen this?
Great.
You hear about this?
Shut up.
No.
Chris Brown's, like, cousins and shit, like, started chasing Frank Ocean in New York City because of their Twitter beef.
Yeah, Twitter beef.
This is great.
They have a Twitter beef. Because Frank Ocean is, like, good, and Chris Brown is, like, not. So he started giving him backhanded compliments, and then Tyler got involved. And now they want to kill Frank Ocean, apparently.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
The hell were you segueing into?
I don't know.
Frank Ocean, let's talk about Nostalgia
Slash
Ultra.
So,
I don't know.
You want to talk about Goblin?
Dude, that album's...
Anything to say about...
Actually, have we talked about Goblin?
No, we haven't.
No.
I haven't. Okay.
Should we talk about Goblin? I felt like the review was concise.
I don't know if it was concise. I think it was accurate.
I thought you had a great
concise doesn't concise means short, dude. It was not concise.
Concise.
No, because if I wrote that, it would be way longer because I would ramble.
Yeah. It's weird. It's a weird album. I think it's the album of the year, but I don't know if it's the best album that's come out this year.
Goblin? Yeah.
Well, no. Really?
We're running into the same point. We're running into the same point that I was running into last year, where it was like, it's probably album of the year, but it's not.
I think it's representative in that it is the first real event that came out in music this year. Like, it felt like Goblin was everywhere before it came out. And,
did we ever?
And on that context, I think I can't think of another album that's come out this year. Like, I guess Bon Iver, that's had the same kind of buzz around it. And then it ended up not totally fucking that up? I don't know.
Depends
on who you ask.
If you look at the general, you know, opinion about Bon Iver is actually really, 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 really good.
Yeah. I could not disagree more, but...
Do we ever talk about Angles?
Angles? The Strokes? Angles?
I feel like we talked about that.
And then the episode
went,
died.
It got to the point.
Yeah, and then the episode... Yes. It took the episode around the back and shot it.
That album's bad.
It's terrible. There's two songs on it I like, and the second song, I only like the intro. It's Under the Cover of Darkness, I like that whole song, and Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
I only like... Oh, no. Two Kinds of Happiness. I only like the intro of that.
Yeah. I remember watching Coachella, the stuff on...
Oh, them performing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's everything that was... highlighted to me for that album is that they did the closing part of their set and it was all from Is This It.
They performed You're So Right and it was like that's the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Was listening to that.
Yeah.
That song sucks. Yeah. I don't know what they were doing. I hate artists who experiment. Like I hate them. Like just don't no.
Quote from Matt.
Like,
I hate art. You
know, no,
I
hate
like color.
Hey, Matt, you should probably relate that. You probably should say that.
I hate musicians who like go out of their comfort level and shit and try to be all different when what they were doing was fine and them doing it again is totally okay.
Right.
And then they go off and try to experiment and they ruin everything.
Okay, so that's a different thing than I hate it when
artists
experiment.
I blame
Sergeant
Pepper.
I hate it when they experiment.
It's Sergeant Pepper's fault.
They're stupid. It is. Yeah. No, it's not Sergeant Pepper's fault.
So you want to help me out with something?
It's fucking Ringo's fault. What?
So,
it's all fucking Ringo's
fault. A friend of mine and one of her friends are having this perpetual argument about Revolution Number 9.
And how bad it is?
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, now that you're taking his side of this, let's have this conversation.
Right. Okay.
Revolution 9 is
that
awesome.
Song is stupid.
All right, why is it stupid?
Because it's retarded.
It's stupid because it's retarded. Eloquent,
no.
Matt.
No, I just don't like that song because I don't like...
Can we
like,
add that to the podcast art? Like... Like a fake review,
what?
Like it's stupid it's because it's retarded. Matthew McMillan, Associated Press.
So
we're gonna call him
associate
AP.
Editor.
Yeah,
Matt McMillan.
Yeah,
stupid because it's retarded. No, it's just
that's actually the name of the show. Okay, it was gonna be we actually recorded one, but no, now it's stupid because it's retarded.
No, it's just it's like I don't know. It felt I don't like things that feel pretentious. And that felt, I don't know. What, is it supposed to be good? I guess it's good.
It felt like, I wouldn't attach drugs to pretension.
Why is
like,
it important, though?
Because that's the first popular band that really went out and did really strange shit with soundscaping and with
ambient sure. And I'll give them that. And I'm just saying, like, Revolution Number 9, though, I don't like it.
Right, all right, fine.
It's important. I don't like it, though. Am I supposed to like it?
No, the like argument it. That our... our friend's friend has, is that it's worthless because
it's worthless.
Just noise. Yeah, exactly.
It just sucks, and I hate it.
Okay.
But it's not worthless.
All right.
I can hate things that are important.
All right, that's fair enough. I feel the same way about your hair. No, I don't know.
Well, my hair's messy right now.
Yeah. It's so important that your hair's... I don't know. Again, plays very well on radio.
On radio, yeah.
Webcams.
I'm fixing my hair. Let's fix our hair. Hold on a sec.
Everyone fix their hair.
No, I don't have a camera. Just keep looking at Big Bird. Keep looking at Big Bird. Keep looking at my creepy human eye Big Bird.
We need to stream this live and stream it to the zero audiences we have.
Oh my God. Five people.
People? Who listens to this stuff?
We're going
to
confuse people when we upload this. Like, oh, I didn't know I still had that on my RSS.
My friends. Yeah.
Colton's friends, apparently. Colton's friends and Andrew's friends. That's our user base.
And then, yeah, I guess, yeah, that's it. We need to...
No, I feel like there's something else we're totally fucking avoiding right now.
Avoiding? I'm just forgetting.
Well, I'm avoiding. I'm not feeling like... I'm, like, wanting to avoid anything right now.
Codes and Signs? Or
Man
whatever.
Man? You want to talk about Man Man?
No. We can talk...
Man Man?
Man Man.
You want to talk about Bill Callahan?
No.
Okay. Want to talk about battles?
Eh.
All right.
How about Man Man?
How was... Yeah, Man Man's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Man Man's all right. All right, great. That's the end of the podcast. No.
No, seriously, you saw Man recently, though. Talk about that.
I saw Man Man.
Talk about that.
I did.
What was how was
it
that?
It was awesome. The opening band made me want to die, and...
Who's the opening band?
Okay. Something Happy Hookers. I wasn't paying attention.
Happy Hookers.
Yeah. I imagine there's not a lot of bands out there named Happy Hookers, so I've just given you enough information to go find these people if you really feel the need. So... The concert, for me, started at 2 o'clock when I started heavily drinking. And then around 4 o'clock, Jared shows up. We bullshit for a little bit. And then I dig in our Halloween crate in the garage, produce some white face paint, make the war paint, and we're on our way.
Nice.
Show up at 6 o'clock, harass other people getting in line. Get in around 8. Opening band makes me want to die. I'm there with a bunch of friends of mine, and at the end of the... I guess I was more cantankerously drunk than happily drunk that night.
It's like, oh, God, that was me a couple nights ago.
Because after they were done, I just started, like, clapping, like, yay, let's all support rote reinforcement of pop structure! And, like, everyone was like, shut the fuck up! I won't get kicked out, shut up!
I want to go to a fucking show.
They're right over there! Good, I hope they hear me. Fucking... Yeah. So, then there was a pause. We shat bulls, and then Man Man started playing. They started with feathers.
I like feathers
because that's because what you start
it's
with
feathers.
Is feathers.
You're supposed to start with feathers. Yeah. Like that's the intro song
naturally
for everything.
Yeah.
For life.
here's what I remember about the concert. Feathers, Hurly Burly, Piranha's Club, and then it's all kind of a blur.
Feel like
and
video,
Matt and Andrew and internet. There's a problem with this call because Andrew's internet is a butt. I hope he's still recording. Yeah, Andrew's connection just died.
Hopefully.
All right. So let's talk about Andrew while he can hear us. Oh.
Sorry, what?
Nothing. You're obviously too busy gagging on your microphone.
Well, no, I'm not going to do that.
Fuck that! That was
put your video on. We'll see
you just missed. You just missed Matt blowing his microphone.
No, I actually put it in my mouth. No, don't be a pansy.
All right,
be a bitch.
Okay.
You're such a bitch. What a bitch! This is what I'll do. It. What were you saying?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, great. This is a good start.
Man Man was pretty good.
All right.
Life Fantastic is pretty good. We're probably going to write some things.
No, we're not.
When I saw Raekwon, I was in the front, and I where my Killer Bees at, and I was like, I'm right here, bitch.
On a scale of 1 to 5, how sweaty was Raekwon?
Sweaty by the end of it.
All right.
Yeah, definitely. How's the scale of 1 to 10? 8.
Ray's a big dude. That didn't really occur to me until I started.
He's a big guy.
Ray's a big guy. I think I'm about the same size as Ray.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
It's an unfortunate build to have.
unless you're Raekwon, then you're fine.
But yeah,
awesome.
Well, Raekwon has the flow. I just have my radio bullshit voice and this condenser microphone. So I think we should stop recording because we clearly have nothing else to say.
So
I think we're done. That's good. We
have
gotta treat my body right.
Yeah. We got
Matt.
What?
Matt?
Yeah.
Tune Yards? Do you listen to Tune Yards?
What's that?
Next week we'll talk about Tune Yards.
What the fuck is that?
It's an album. It's a person. It's a person that made an album. I'm making an album.
Me
You'll
too.
Hear about that in August.
I'm making an album, but it's called We Don't Have a Name.
I'm making an album. Shit's going slow again.
We're going to have competing albums coming
Listen
out.
Listen to my band, Jacob's Basement.
No.
Shut the fuck up. They're...
Listen to my band, The Forums.
It's just
fuck,
you.
The Fuck Vowels.
Yeah.
No.
Fuck Vowels.
What's with this? It's
you.
A band.
It's you.
It's a band of
it's
me.
Band. I have like five
me
people in my
and
band.
A guy.
Yeah, that doesn't make your band good.
We're pretty good.
My band could beat up your band.
My band's better than your band. God,
my band is totally the butts. I don't know.
Your band's a butt.
Your face is a butt.
No, it's not. It's not a butt.
It's a butt face.
It's not a butt. Shut
Look
up.
Look at that butt. Look at that hairy butt.
The fuck are we... Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.